This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will approve its upcoming budget tonight, and along with it, increase your taxes. For a typical homeowner, it means another $70 increase over last year, bringing the total for the city share of property taxes to about $1,400. As part of a Parks and Recreation Department plan, a trip to Pollock Pool will cost you more next summer. Under the proposal, the daily pass will cost 50 cents more, and a seasonal pass will cost about $5 more. It's going to bring in another 25 grand to the Parks and Recreation Department. Not one, not two, but five signs may be a part of the Chief Oshkosh statue in Menominee Park. Some say the current signage is insulting and doesn't say enough about the leader and what he did for the region. The council will discuss the plaques tonight. Page 2. The second vaccination clinic for kids ages 5 through 11 takes place today at Shapiro School. The clinics are a joint effort between the county health department and the school district. The first clinic was Monday. No word on how many kids got the shot, but a recent survey showed only 28% of parents think kids between the ages of 5 and 11 should be getting a vaccination. The Wisconsin Herd returned to the basketball court for the first time in nearly 2 years last night at the Oshkosh Arena. The Herd was welcomed back by nearly a full house. A quick reminder that the annual Turkey Trot is back again on Thanksgiving Day. It is a fundraiser for the Oshkosh YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club. You can register for the run walk at Festival Foods or by going online. Thanks to Festival Foods, by the way, they've been a longtime sponsor of the event. And finally, did you notice this? We did not see Aaron Rodgers on the field on Sunday, or for that matter, during many commercial breaks either. Usually the Green Bay quarterback appears in about a quarter of all State Farm insurance ads. But last weekend, given the controversy, the insurance company apparently cut it way back. The Aaron Rodgers spots only played 2% of the time. Aaron Rodgers expected to be back with the Green Bay Packers on Saturday. That's Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'll be back again on Thursday here on the Chamber website with more Newsworthy.